We are learning Masechtas Chulin Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis. We are beginning 11 lines from the top of Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis. Tanan Hasam. Zok the Gemara. Tanan Hasam within the Mishnah Masechtas Bechiris in regards to Mumin by Kabanis. It says, or Mum by Bechar, it says in the Mishnah like this: Behemas Balas Chomish Reglaim. If Behemah has five legs, or Shein Lel Shalosh, only has three legs, Hareze Mum. It's considered a Mum when it comes to a carbon. Now, what about fa'achila? It sounds like from the Mishnah, it's kosher la'achila. It's only a problem of a mum for a carbon, but fa'achila, it's kosher. Omar Rav Huna, this halacha that's not a problem of a treifa, it's kosher to eat, lo yishon v'al shechaser v'yoser b'yad. That's only if the extra leg or the missing leg is in the front legs, like by the hands. If it's in the hind legs, if there you have an extra leg, you have three legs, or you only have one, then it's a treifa, not mahava, then it's a treifa. Even though the Mishnah's mashma, it's not a treifa, but ba'al chomesh, or shalosh, it's not a treifa. That's only if it's in the front. The missing is in the front, or the extra one's in the front. Avachas v'yas v'regel, it's treifa, not mahava. My time, what's the pshat? Because a klal, call yeser k'not dami. Every extra one's k'not dami. Now, pshat on those words would mean is that if it's extra, it's like it's taken off. Okay, so if it's taken off, what's the problem? You still have two legs in the back. So what's the problem? If you have three and missing one, it still has two. But Rashi says, "Kol yesa k'not dami, yesa echad k'chasa echad." It's now it's like missing one, and now it's like one regal. And the shadow is, what's pshat on that? Because if it has an extra one, now it's like missing two. How does that work? So if you look at the Rishash and look in Yesa Bia and some of the Rishayim, the pshat is like this: that since those two, when you have extra leg, they're taking away yanika from each other. They're taking from the same place. So therefore, they both become weak. Both those legs, the extra one with that leg, with the other leg, they both become weak now. And now it's like you have no leg. And that's why it's back to having one leg, because they're both grabbing nutrients each for itself. So now you have left with nothing. That's the pshat why when you have this yeser, you're left with one. When you have yeser, then you're left with only one leg left, and that's the halacha of yeser k'not dami. The Ramban has a little different shot. The Ramban says, kol yeser k'not dami, it's like it's cut off. And if it's cut off, it's like bleeding, and it's like a shmutas hayarech. That's what makes it possible. Avad, you still have two. But this one is like it's removed. If it's removed, it's like shmutas hayarech. That's why it's possible. That's what the Ramban learns. So the Ramban learns a little different shot than Rashi's shot. Zot gemara weiter, ahi chevasa, tahavli tartis sanya divi. There was a certain behema that two sanya divi. Sanya divi is a part of the intestine that's basically a dead end. It's like a cul-de-sac in the middle of the intestines. And it smells very bad. Even the wolves hate it. It's called sanya divi. And according to Machlokes before, the seven shot what karas apnimis is, according to some of the Yom, that exactly is called the karas apnimis. But this chaya, tut zirida divi. Shaila, is that an extra one? Is that a problem of a treifa? Asula Ravina, but Tarfam, the Ravuna said, Ravina said, it's a treifa because of Ravuna Shita, that kol yeser is kanatal dami. So now it's like it doesn't have either sanya divi, because like natal dami. And what's the problem? We learned before that anything in karas apnimis is a problem, and if you hold that's called karas hachitzainis, but if it's nikra ruba, if it's ripped by most of it is ripped, it's a problem of a treifa. So here also, if it's missing, so then it's considered a treifa. V'ishaf chen ladol, the above two sanya divi are attached, and they spill one into each other, then it's kosher. Then the halach is, then it's kosher, because then it's considered one big sanya divi, it's not considered two. So there was this like pipe that went from one stomach down nafkebe kasi lovlila, went from the base akaisis to the hemsis, went from one stomach to another stomach. It was like an attachment. It's like a kilo, like another stomach. So some of Ashi lamitifin, Rav Ashi held that maybe it should be a treifa because it's called yeser. Amaler of hunamar barachil Rav Ashi kol hani cheve briyasa hachiyaslu. All the chayas that we have out in the forest have this extra pipe, and therefore it's not considered a yeser, it's not considered a treif. The question was that since it's considered a yeser, so it's like missing a stomach. But the Maitre says, no, all the chayas have this, and therefore it's not a problem. So the Gemara Vayit, who gubsa, dava mabra bekarsa ilakarsa. There was this extra pipe that went from the base of kaisis to the keres. Now, this is a little different than 4-4, is the base of kaisis to the hemsis. This is the base of kaisis to the keres. So the Maravash, the Maravash, there was kosher. Just like I said before, that's kosher. We have this extra pipe here, also the extra pipe. But being Ben Kaisel Hamsis, we said it's kosher. So maybe Ben Kaisel Kars also it's kosher. I'm like, Rabbi Shaya, no. Oh, to cool because of Mechisa Machtinu. You think you sew everything in one thread? Like all treifas are the same. It's not the same thing. Where Chama said that it's fine that it can live because this is the way. This is normal to have such a thing. So then it's taka kosher. Heichad loyitma loyitma. But if you don't know that this is a normal thing in regards to animals, then it's the loyitma. So don't tell me. Don't compare one thing to another. By case of a kasi love lilo, he said that a lot of chayes have it. Therefore, it's kosher. Mashiach over here, no chayes have it. And here, it's taka like a yeser, and therefore it's kula chaser, and therefore taka be a treifa. So Gemara Vayta, hey Nosim Bar Shila, Rab Tevachai de Tzipayri. Nosim Bar Shila, who is the head butcher in Tzipayri, how head of Shaychtim in Tzipayri, the Fei Rabbi, he said in front of Rabbi, Ashnei Bnei Ma'ayim, Ayyitzim Rehim HaKachor. If you have two stomachs that come out from the Rehima at one. Rashi explains things like this, from the Keva, which is one of the stomachs, the Keva, the intestines come out of the cave, and then that heads towards the rectum to where the behema sends out the waste. So this cave had two places where the intestines came out from, one on the top, one on the bottom of the cave. Intestines came out, two different intestines, two bnei ma'ayim. The halacha is treifa. It's a treifa. Why? Because it's an extra one. And that makes kilu natal. Or connect them by oif. And by oif, it's kosher. Why? Because by oif, it's normal to have this. Now Rashi says, what do you mean? I never saw that. So he says, that was the Masari, that by oif, it had an extra intestine, therefore it's kosher. Rashi is metzad and not upshat, that what it means is, that we know by oif, it goes through the esophagus, then there's a zepek, which is like the crap, and then the korkabim, which is the gizzard. So he says, the first intestine is considered from the zepek to the korkabon, and then from the korkabon to the rectum, that's the second one. So that's why it's considered two bnei ma'ayim, even though it's really one straight ma'ayim, but it's considered two, because one goes from the zepek to the korkabon. That's what it means by oif. And by oif, that's kosher. Hakaponim, Nasi Bar Shila says that when you have these two bnei ma'ayim coming out of the cave, the halacha is that it's considered a treifa. Zot Gemara qualifies halacha. Medvar amurim, kishyaz bnei ma'ayim. They come out of two different spots on the cave. But let's say that they come out of one spot very close to each other, one place. The call not etzba, and they attach back together after the etzba. Basically, has a little bit one part of it just goes out into two and then comes back into one. Then the loch is kshera. Now, pligibar of Amir Vasi, we have to first explain this a little more. So, pligibar of Amir Vasi, chad ama hu dahad v'arvi, that both intestines have to come and rejoin each other. It doesn't rejoin each other. So Mar says, I understand. That it rejoins each other. Then I understand. I understand. It says that it rejoins itself within the etzpa. But if the whole doesn't have to rejoin itself, what does it mean adka etzpa? We just said that if it starts in the same place and then it rejoins itself within the etzpa, it's fine. So it means it's rejoining itself. What does mean adka etzpa? And for the Gemara, adka etzpa l'mata means at the end, all it has to do mean it has to, before a etzpa, before the rectum at the end, has to reattach itself. And if it does that, then it's fine and it will be kosher. So it's much bigger, cooler. It qualifies like this, that as long as it reattaches itself before the rectum, then etzpa before the rectum, then it will be kosher, will not be considered a treifa. We had in the Mishnah, Ruda said, the nitla ha-noitza, if the feathers close to the body are removed, then it's considered like a geluda, it's considered like it's missing the skin, and it's a psula. Om Rav Yechon, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yishmol, Om Ruda v'lecha. Ruda and Yishmol say the same, they have the same sheet, the same halacha. They both hold that the noitza, the little feathers close to the skin, has din of skin. Rav Yehuda, Adamar, Rav Yehuda is the one we just said, and Rav Yishmol, that's now into the Mishnah, Rav Yishmol, Aymer, Hanoitza mitztarefesh. Rav Shmuel says that the noitza is mitztaref to the shear of pigle. Rav Shmuel says like this, that if we know the chaz oif, that if you have a mind to eat part of it chutzos manoi, a kazayis vit chutzos manoi, the loch is that it's pigle. Now let's say you had a mind to eat a kazayis of the skin by a oif is considered like basa. But the skin and the feathers, that was mitzaref to the kazayis. Is that considered a pigle or not? Rav Shmuel says, yes, it's considered a pigle. What do you see from Rav Shmuel? You see from Rav Shmuel that the small feathers are considered considered skin, considered like the basa. So that's a raya to like Rav Yehuda. Same like Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said that if that's missing, it's like missing the skin. If the feathers are missing, it's like missing the skin. Rav Shmuel says the same thing. The feathers are dinner of skin. So I'll take more, no, you can be doiches, no sheiches. I'm a rava, no, dilma. Dilma loy. Rav Yehuda only said over here that it's considered like R, the Gabi regenerating itself, Eli and Trefa. Only Gabi Trefa. Like a midi megala. You need those feathers to protect the organs of the behemoth. Therefore, that makes it a Trefa if you're missing that. Who told you that that's considered food? Who's considered food? It's not edible, maybe. Who's considered food? What shaykh is? What's one shaykh is another thing? This guy with traffic, I'm protecting it. That holds that it's not called royal achila. It's called royal achila. He considers that's a good omega. It doesn't help anything. The feather. Who said that's considered part of the skin that protects the animal? Who said that protects the chicken? Who said you need those feathers? So therefore, two separate machlekas. Who holds missing the feathers as a din of galuda? Rav Shmuel might hold that. Rav Shmuel holds something else entirely. Rav Shmuel holds that. That is then a pigle. Who said anything to do with a trefa? Zog the new Mishnah. This Mishnah is going back to the halacha of behema, of trefa by behema. And the Mishnah is saying these things are not a trefa. Achuzas hadam. If the behema got some kind of sickness that got filled with blood inside the skin, and it's something that happens all of a sudden, a lot of dam inside, and it causes it maybe to choke, it says in the Pirush Mishnah Rambam, but it's some kind of sickness. So got the sickness called Achuzas Dam, Vamushanets, or it got smoke inhalation, or Vamitsunenets, or it got a cold, it got sick from a cold, or it ate a certain type of plant that's poison for a behemoth. It's also not so good it's also a type of poison for an animal. Or drank water that was magula, which means a snake might have drank from it. So all these things are kosher. They're all kosher and you're allowed to eat it. It's not considered a trefa. Maybe it's a musukenes, maybe it's dangerous, but it's not considered a trefa. But if it ate poison that's poison for a person, or got bitten by a snake, then muteris from treifa is not a treifa, but masurim from kasevashes. A person shouldn't eat it because he might get sick from the poison or from the venom of the nachash. I can ask me, mayim megulim, we said, you're allowed to eat the behemoth that drank mayim megulim. There might be some venom from the nachash. The answer is that there it's watered down. If they drink the water that has venom in it, that won't be so strong to transfer to a person. If a nachash bites it itself, there the venom itself will make the behemoth dangerous for a person to eat. So I'm talking about Shmuel is like this. Halita chiltis. If you fed this behema a plant called chiltis, a spice called chiltis. We have this in the sugyus abas of chalav and taruvis. Chiltis is something that's the ultimate dove charuf. We're not sure what type of plant it is, but something is very, very sharp. So if the behema ate this chiltis, it's automatically a trefa. Why? My time in mikvah lay in mayona. It automatically makes a hole in the stomach. That's how strong it is. That's how strong the charifas is, and it's automatically a trefa. Aga, this is where they show that dove charif has to be something that's very, very sharp. We're talking about chiltis. Chiltis can make a hole in a behema's stomach. Who said that other things are dove charif? A lot of Rishonim hold the only thing that's called dove charif is chiltis. And they hold that an onion or garlic is not called dove charif because it doesn't make a hole in the stomach of a behema. But others argue and say that it is called dove charif. That's not for now. But al-kapanim, chiltis is a very, takes a big big place in the sugyus of Bas V'chol and Tarus. So Shmuel is mechayav that chiltis makes a behema a trefa. So the Gemara, Masiv Rav Shizbi from a brisa. Achuzas Adam, if it gets the sickness that's full of blood, v'amushanes, gets smoked, gets full of smoke inhalation, v'shachla ordufni, ate this plant that's poison for a behema, v'shachla teres taragaylam, or the behema ate soya of a taragaylam, v'shachas mayram, drank mayim agulam, halita tia, or if you fed it this very spicy grass, or chiltis pilpulum, or black pepper, or ochla sam hamaves, or ate poison, all these things exshera. And it's mashma, now it's a kosher, but a person can eat it as well. Hikish, and now we're about to come to vashas. Hikish and nachash, if it got bitten by a snake, or a crazy dog bit it, mutaris from treifa, but I'm assuming it's a kosher to vashas. So what's shver? Two kashas. First of all, it says we a chiltis is not a treifa, and Shmuel said it is a treifa. That's one kasha. Kasha chiltis a chiltis. Another kasha, it says in this brisa that sam hamaves, even a person gave him it. And our Mishnah says that if it's poison, a person can't eat it. Kasha sam hamaves, two kashas. Right, it's like this. Chiltis like kasha. Kan the brisa that says that's not a treifa. Talking about alum, talking about the leaves of the chiltis. Kan Shmuel's talking about the carton. It's the seeds of this chiltis, of the spice. That's much stronger. That makes a hole in the stomach. Sam hamaves like kasha. Our Mishnah is talking about sam hamaves for poison for a person. And the brisa on sam hamaves for behema was poison for behema. Hadi da, hada adam. That's for poison for a behema, poison for Adam. But the problem is like this. And the Bryce says, Hortifni, that's poison for a behema. Why does it sound obvious again? Bring more, sound obvious to behema, I know Hortifni, that's Hortifni. So Gemara, Trey Gavni sound obvious. The two types of sound obvious. One's Hortifni, one's a different type of sound obvious. But if I have a sound obvious, La Adam, if behema eats it, a person should not eat it because it's dangerous for him to eat it. And the Chilt is not Shver, because the difference in Krotim and the Alam, the difference between the seeds and the leaves.